take out our Bibles, Genesis chapter 3. This morning, I want to talk about hearing versus seeing. Hearing is more important than seeing. And what I want to mention this morning is the problem with seeing things rather than hearing. Hearing versus seeing. And hopefully by the end of the message, you'll understand what I'm getting at here and why it's important. There's hindrances to listening. First of all, of course, in the physical realm, if a person is deaf, there's an obstacle there to hearing. There's hindrances to knowing the truth. If you don't know the truth, you can't hear the truth. There's a problem listening to the wrong people. You better listen to the right people. The Bible talks about listening to the wrong people. It gives warnings there. Be careful who you listen to. Then there's the listening because they don't want to hear. But you know, that's why they're not at church this morning, because they don't want to be at church. You know, another hindrance to listening is noise. Noise, noise, noise. Oh, the noise in this world. Everywhere you go, there's noise. You go to restaurants, there's loud, well, they mistakenly call it music. I don't call it music, but there's that noise coming out of those speakers. It's like in Moses, he said, I hear the noise of war. And they were just dancing. It was that kind of music, the noise of war, angry music. Angry people playing angry music to make people angry. Angry music, yeah. We're talking about that. Hearing versus seeing. Hearing is more important than seeing. Dave Hunt, he passed away, went to heaven a number of years ago now. Talking about Hollywood movies, and movies are visual. They're seeing something, not hearing. You hear something too, but it's mainly visual, seeing things. He said, for the multitude, millions of the lost who are being presented with a caricature of the biblical Son of God in yet another Hollywood translation of the Word of God. So what, some have asked. It gets people interested in Jesus and the Bible. And that's a good thing, is it? Who is the Jesus that is capturing their attention? How close is the movie presentation to the biblical account? Does it make any difference? Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, who is the image of the invisible God, and the one in whom dwells all fullness of the Godhead bodily, is not someone who should be portrayed, counterfeited would be more accurate, by a fallen, finite being. Any such attempt will result in another Jesus, a false Christ. Be careful of these visuals. Be careful of seeing. You need to emphasize hearing the Bible, listening to what the Bible says, not having to see things. There's a place for seeing, but it's not as important as hearing, listening, using the mind. The incredible power of the medium of film resides in its capacity to impact emotions. Yeah, impact emotions. Poor old Yeller. Or Lassie got caught in the trap, you know. And the tears that flow out of people's eyes. Discernment can easily take a backseat to emotions that have been manipulated by compelling images. Boy, is that powerful thought there, isn't it? Genesis chapter 3, now verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, talking, listening. Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the servant said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw, she had been told something, she had been given commands by God there, but she saw something that she took above what she already heard and what already listened to. She was seeing something that was going to contradict what she had already heard. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband, whither and he did eat, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. She saw something that she took as being more important than what she had heard. And that's where sin began. Let me give you an outline here about hearing versus seeing. Number one is about Eve here. I just read this. She took her attention off what she heard and getting her to look at something she would like or covet. Here's a cute quote I heard years ago. If seeing were more important than hearing, God would have put pictures in the Bible. If seeing were more important than hearing, God would have put pictures in the Bible. By the way, some Bibles do have pictures, but God didn't put them there. They were just added by man. But she was already told something. She listened, she heard, she understood. But then she saw something. What she saw then, she obeyed rather than what she heard. You know, Christian friends, you're going to leave the church building after the services. You're going to leave and you're going to see the world out there. And there's going to be a conflict between what you heard this morning, what you heard, listened to from the Word of God, and what you see out there. There's going to be a conflict. There's going to be a difference there, isn't there? You already know what I'm talking about, don't you? So many different ways. You have to understand, believe what the Bible says, not what you see all the time. Number two, let's talk about doubting Thomas. Turn to John, Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 24. John, Gospel of John, chapter 20. This is such an important verse here with Thomas. John chapter 20 and verse number 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of his nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Thomas is saying here, unless I see it, I won't believe it. Now verse 26. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them, meaning with them this time. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. He said that because when the Lord, somebody just appears out of nothing in front of you, I think you'd be a little troubled too. So peace be unto you. Now verse 27. Then saith he to Thomas. So he knew what Thomas said, didn't he? Jesus Christ knows everything. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believe. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Now, verse 29 is so interesting. The Lord Jesus Christ himself speaking is going to show you and explain to you who is blessed and who is not blessed. The word blessed is important. Verse 29, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, there's that visual part we're talking about, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Blessed are they. So who's blessed? Those that have not seen. Now, was it a blessing to actually see the Lord there? Of course it was. But the Lord's saying a lot more people are going to benefit by not seeing me, because they can show their faith by what they do not see. Thomas, you had this advantage, yes, and you believe, but there's problems with this, as we're going to find out here in my next couple of points. But he said, blessed are those who have not seen. Friends, I'm blessed this morning. Christian friends, you're blessed this morning. Why? Because you have not seen the Lord, and you can still be saved. You can still believe. You can still have faith. You don't need to see anything. That's what Jesus said. Now, Thomas was an exception here. The apostles were, because they actually saw the Lord, yeah. But the Lord's talking about a whole lot more people are going to be saved, and they're going to believe without seeing him personally. What a blessing that is. So is hearing more important, or is seeing more important? Hearing is more important. Number three, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Get in the Word of God. What an important verse. You want to have faith? You want to know what to believe? Read the Bible. Don't look for miracles. Don't look for visual things. Read the Bible. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. The world says seeing's believing. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible is just the opposite. What you see can deceive you many times. What you visualize or you can see in this world many times can mislead you. Faith and hearing. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The Christian walk is involved in hearing, not seeing. Sight can deceive. Let me give you one example of this. Some of the largest churches, and they call themselves churches, believe the wrong thing. But you see that, though. Aren't you impressed with that? 20,000 people out for a church? I mean, you see that, and you think, your mind thinks, by what you see, that's how you judge what you want to believe. And what you see is going to throw you all off. Doctrinally, what you see could mislead you. What you see could deceive you because you're judging things by what you see. Be careful of that. Know the Word of God. Know what the Bible says. Know Bible doctrine. Don't let what you see mislead you spiritually. The Christian walk, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. How we're to walk as a Christian after you get saved. For we Christians walk by faith. Not by sight. Be careful what you see. Don't let you see those large attendances in churches say, well, they must be right. Then our church, we don't have that many people here in our church. We must be wrong. No, that's not how you judge things. Judge things by the Word of God. In fact, if people really believe that, we would have 20,000 people here if they really believe that. But sad to say, they're following what they see, what they experience, rather than what's real. How do we grow in our Christian walk? By faith. Get in the Word of God. Learn the Word of God. Get the right doctrines. Listen to the right people. Next, also, let's talk about Peter a little bit here. Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. He had a problem here by something he saw that should have been a blessing, should be exciting, that should have been for his spiritual help and welfare. But when he saw something, he reacted wrong. Let's just read about it. Matthew chapter 17, beginning verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. This is the Mount of Transfiguration. And his face, Jesus' face, that means, did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto him Moses and Elijah, talking with the Lord, with him. What a scene they're privy to here. The Mount of Transfiguration. Now, poor Peter. He just doesn't get it right. Peter came to the wrong conclusion. Verse 4. Then appeared Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, that's good, Lord. It is good for us to be here. Yes, what a scene he's seen. What a thing he's experienced right there. If thou wilt, let us make three tabernacles. Three tabernacles. One for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias. What was the problem with that? You know, he's not to glorify Moses and Elijah. The Lord. But Peter had just seen a marvelous thing here, but he misinterpreted something about it. He got something wrong here because of what he had seen. He needed something to straighten him out. He needed the Word of God to straighten him out. While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. Behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Now, look at that. Didn't say, look at him. It says what? Hear ye him. Listen to what he says. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And then the story continues on there. But old Peter, even says, he finally learned his lesson. In 2 Peter chapter 1, he talks about that experience that he had. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty, talking about the Mount of Transfiguration there. This is something I did see, Peter says. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. We have something more sure. Sure means stable. Something certain, something a guarantee. There's something better than what I saw. What is better than what I experienced? He says, now he changes the subject. He starts talking about the Word of God now. So he talks about an experience. He said, that's all right, that was good, but we have something better than that. There's a more sure word of prophecy than even seeing those things. If God would allow us to go to heaven and come back, which he won't, and he doesn't do that to anybody, even if they claim they were in heaven. We have a more sure word of prophecy right here. Be careful of what you see. Like Peter, it can mislead you to do the wrong things spiritually. What about miracles? Miracles in believing. John chapter 2, verse 23. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name, when they saw, there's the problem, when they saw the miracles which he did. So was the Lord rejoicing about that and claiming that they were saved now and they're true believers and real disciples of his? Well, look at verse 24. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. But they saw that, they believed in his name because they saw the miracles. Now, some of these same people from John chapter 2, also in John chapter 6, John chapter 6, verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him at all. Why? The Lord was talking about a certain doctrine here, a certain teaching, a certain truth. And when they heard that doctrine, they heard that teaching, they heard that truth, they turned from Jesus Christ after they had seen the miracle. At first they believed on him because they saw the miracle, but now when the Lord brings up some doctrine and teaching, they turn away from him. And it says the last part of that verse is very intriguing, very important. And walked no more with him. That means they left him and they left him for good. So were they really true believers and true disciples by seeing those miracles? No. Because if someone really is a disciple, they stay with the Lord. They stay with the Lord. Miracles. People saw the miracles, but in this case, that is not what builds faith. Miracles do not build faith. If you have to see things, you're not growing in faith. In fact, if you had some kind of experience, get rid of it. Throw it out of your mind. Throw it out of your history. Just get in the Word of God. All these things, miracles that people see, experiences people have, be careful of that because it's not going to line up with the Bible so many times. It's not. Be careful of that. Miracles and believing. It produced false believers. Temporarily stayed with the Lord and then drifted away. But these miracles and things they saw produced false believers who didn't stay with it over the years. What about temptations and faith? Matthew chapter 4. Verse 1, then was Jesus led up in the Spirit. So this is the human Jesus being tempted by Satan, the devil. But I want to bring him mostly verse number 8. Again, the devil taking him up into an exceeding high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. The world has a lot of glory today, doesn't it? A lot of glory. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. The devil tempted Jesus with something he could see. The devil tempted Eve with something she could see. When the devil tempted Eve with something she could see, he had the victory there. But when the devil tempted Jesus with something he could see, guess who won this victory? Verse 10, then saith Jesus unto him, by the way, what does Jesus use to combat this vision, this sight, something he saw with it, so glorious, he used the Word of God again. Again, well, it's interesting how that comes up so often this morning, isn't it? The Word of God. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, there's the scriptures, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Don't worship the world. Don't serve the world. Get away from the world. Understand, that's something you can see, and it looks glorious because our eyes can see all these things. And when our eyes see these things, then we desire certain things too. But the Bible says here, beware of that. Don't look and see things and steer your spiritual life by what you see. Steer your spiritual life by what you hear out of the Word of God. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. Have a Bible verse for all these things. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Worship God, serve God. Then the devil leaveth him. Behold, angels came and ministered unto him. The devil uses the same temptations on Eve. He used the same temptation on Jesus. And guess what? The devil's still in the same business. And guess what? The devil's still using the same technique and temptation. Well, let me show you one more verse yet. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Don't let what you see deceive you. To 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And that from a child, the Apostle Paul, writing this to Timothy, the young pastor, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, there it is again, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. You want to know about salvation? The Bible, the Scripture will tell you that. I've talked to people, there was one person, and they had the hardest problem with it. They thought some kind of experience, they need some kind of experience, they need to feel it. You had to feel saved, you had to feel the Holy Spirit. You had to, it was experience you go through. Such a hard time talking to them over the years. Trying to explain, it's faith coming by the Word of God. You got to learn the Word of God. Not some feeling, not some experience, not something like visual in that sense. But able to make thee wise unto salvation. What is? The Scriptures are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Read the Bible. Learn the Bible. That is the truth there. Through faith which is in Christ Jesus. The Bible, the Word of God, will show you what faith is. And faith is through the Lord Jesus Christ. What's my conclusion this morning? Read the Bible. Amen. Obey the Bible. Amen. Believe the Bible today. That's what I'm saying. This is the key right here. And be careful of the counterfeits. Be careful of what you see. Don't judge your spiritual life. Don't judge spiritual truth by what you see or what you've experienced. Read the Word of God. Amen. Hearing versus seeing. Beware, beware, beware of that. Because the emphasis in the Bible is on hearing and not on seeing. So then faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. Television has helped to create a society of watchers, not listeners. People who are fascinated by pictures, not educated by words. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for this reminder. For those that are Christians here this morning, they know the importance of the Word of God and the Bible. And for those that are not Christians this morning and sitting here this morning hearing this message, I pray that they'll understand, searching the Scriptures, knowing the Scriptures that give thee wisdom to know salvation through the Word of God. So, Lord, bless now as we have this invitation time for people to pray about these matters, and also, Lord, to understand now what I was trying to get across this morning. There's times that God will send maybe something we see that'll be a blessing. But the way to grow spiritually is through the Word of God. That's what the Bible so clearly says and emphasizes. May we understand that. In Jesus' name, now we pray and ask it. Amen.